Back to work. We're joined right now by the head coach of the Sacramento Kings. Finished up his second season with the Kings, a three-time Western Conference Coach of the Month. Sacramento drafted Marvin Bagley III with the second pick overall. Dave Yeager is my guest. Dave, it's great to have you back on the program. How are you?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Good, good, coach. All right, so I mentioned the team drafted Marvin Bagley III in Thursday's draft. Let me start right there, because during the draft evaluation process, you worked him out. You personally put him in some spots that were designed to make him feel uncomfortable so you could see how he would respond. What were those spots, and then what did you make of his response?
I thought it was interesting. He's a conscientious guy, and what I learned is that he wants to learn, and he wants to be good, and made him do some things that I think were a little bit uncomfortable for him. And he fought through, and you get a guy succeed, it breaks down to his fundamentals of what his footwork is. And, halfway through the workout, he's bent all over. And I said, I don't really care if you make another shot or not. I'm trying to see what you got in your heart and what you got between your ears. And the light went on. He's like, oh, cool. And I really feel he wants to be good. And guys like that love the game and want to be good, they're going to work.
Dave, the thing is, he doesn't want to be good. He wants to be great. And he doesn't want to be great. He wants to be the greatest ever. He said it, quote, "I want to be the greatest player to ever play the game of basketball. And I mean that in the most humble way possible," end quote. I mean, it would be easy to take a quote like that and run with it like clickbait. But as a coach, what's your reaction when you hear it?
Yeah, I mean, with a standalone, it kind of comes off a little interesting. But being around him, it's incredibly humble. Very just conscientious and wants to be good with a pure heart. And I love that about him. And I'm looking forward to working with him for sure.
Dave Yeager, my guest. Now, when you look at the game and how it's evolved over the past few years and how bigs have had to evolve, how do you see him fitting into this offense in the future?
Well, I think one thing is, he gets comparisons to Chris Bosh a little bit. And I think, which Chris Bosh? And, he didn't start knocking down threes at an incredible rate until he was at Miami at X number of years into his career. So we want to just, let him be playing face up as much as possible on the perimeter, using his skills. I have no problem with him breaking out. He's a terrific rebounder, pushing the basketball up the floor. But at the same time, with as much switching as going on, he should be able to take a guy his own size, and certainly somebody smaller down in the post area. He gets off the floor incredibly well. He's got a great touch where he gets off and gets his own rebounds and other guys as well, very well. So it's going to be fun, and try not to do too much with him too early. Let him find himself in the league and continue to help him grow.
Sacramento Kings head coach Dave Yeager, my guest. You had a real young team last season, and you knew that. So having worked with this group last year, what are some of the challenges of the transition from college to the NBA that maybe the players themselves aren't even aware of until they get there?
Yeah, that's a great question, because we talked about it last week. Guys come in, they don't know what they don't know, and they get 35, 40 games in, and that's a full college season, and it's, first week of January, and they know what they need to work on at that point. They know how hard it is. They know what a grind it is. And so at that point, it would be maybe best for them to start their summer. By the way, there's another 45 or 50 games coming up. And so mentally, to fight through that, and physically to take on that challenge, and then they go and work on their game. And now, we didn't make the playoffs, obviously. Guys have been working on their game, and now they're ready to apply that and get back out and show what they've been working on. So, summer league will be a good thing for a lot of our young guys. And same thing, summer gets long when you don't make the playoffs, but before you know it, we'll be in September.
So taking all that into consideration, what does the next step look like for this team?
Well, we're going to be pretty young, and I've tried to protect those guys for the length of the season last year. We had several guys, end up playing 2,000 minutes anyways. I think we played 10,500 minutes or more with our first and second year guys, which has happened five or six times in the last 15 years only. The marathon, as and you talked about. But this year, I think they get the full Monty. They start out right at the jump, and so that's the challenge for second and third year guys now. Like, you got to be a big boy, and you got to come to work every single day and every single night and every game, and that is a grind, and you need to go through that, because shorten the season a little bit for them last year so that they could make it to the finish line. And you've got a couple more young guys added, obviously with Marvin, and now we've got Harry Giles. Kind of had an injury season last year where we just let him recover his body. A terrific high school player, and a great talent, and we're looking forward to seeing him as well.
We're talking to Sacramento Kings head coach Dave Joerger. You know, Dave, one more thought about that pick. I mean, how much consideration did you and the organization give to Luka Doncic, and what ultimately led you to Bagley instead?
Good question. I mean, just, I guess, being around Marvin and, you know, his charisma, he's a quiet leader, very dynamic, be able to play a lot of positions as the game is changing. I think he's just a guy that, you know, I really fell in love with. I know Vlade feels the same way and has done his homework and knows Doncic as well, who's going to have, I think, a very, very productive NBA career. So I don't think you can go wrong with either guy. I think both guys are going to have terrific careers, and we're really excited about the guy we got.
Now, you recorded your 200th career NBA win earlier this season. It's a big number, and even bigger if we go back to the days when you were riding buses in Bismarck, Black Hills, Sioux Falls. Knowing that, what does that number mean to you?
It does. It makes me smile. That's nice of you. Just to have a little bit of longevity and to be in the league and have some success, and the success we had in Memphis, where, you know, Lionel Hollins built that thing up, and I got to learn as much as I did around him, and then take over after that, and then come out here and continue, you know, in a rebuild situation. And we're looking forward to, you know, when these young guys get a little bit older, and you just start rolling and you add a little piece here and there, and away you go. And you know how big it can be up here. So we're excited about the future up here for sure.
You know, Dave, as you got close to 200, you mentioned that you were thinking about some of the guys that you chased to get to the NBA. And these literally are some of my all-time favorite guys. Flip Saunders, George Karl, Phil Jackson, Eric Musselman, Rick Carlisle. You know, I'm curious, what did you learn from watching them and the way they approached their journeys?
All I ever wanted to do was carry the flag, so to speak, in the minor leagues and do what they did and see if, gosh darn it, there's a way that I could take that flag, you know, just a little further, and all the success and all the wins that those guys had in the NBA after that. So it's a proud background to come from, and something that I take a great deal of pride in. And I also appreciated that those guys would let us be around, let me be around, let them be a fly on the wall in meetings or be at practice and watch the mindset of Flip Saunders, for example. Everything made sense. You didn't see it till the third step, and you saw the guys have that aha moment. I mean, he was an artist. It was awesome. And to be able to, you know, watch Rick coach when I was a young, Rick Carlisle coach when I was a younger coach and at Indiana and let me in and just be around and be nice to you and include you, you know, those guys are all my heroes.
And then on the eve of the draft, you hosted a Junior Kings basketball camp, and it seems to me there were a whole lot of things that you could be doing 24 hours before the draft. So why was it so important to host a camp? And then what was that experience like, and what did you want the campers to come away from that experience with?
It was fun. It was fun. Yeah, it's not saying that, you know, deals aren't made at 9th of draft day or the day before, but, you know, we wanted to get out there and get some kids out there. And we did like a proof camp for younger kids. So they got all their measurements, you know, their wingspan, their reach, what their vertical was, height, weight, 40 times and stuff like that. And so it just tried to give them an experience of, hey, what goes on behind the curtain that we don't ever see with some of these guys. And it was fun and just a, you know, really good vibe and a lot of energy and, you know, how passionate everybody is up here. It was really cool.
No doubt. Dave, last thought, you know, coaches are looking at the way they work and how they go about that and the need to try and balance work and time away from work. I'm wondering, are you going to find any time to get back to the farm and maybe rip some stuff out of the ground with your tractor?
I was dying for you to ask, man. I'm so fired up to get my chainsaw going, you know.
Right. That's the best.
Yeah, we're excited, you know. The off season, but yet it's already been long. You know, when you're done April 11th, it's already been long, and so everybody takes 2 weeks, 3 weeks off, no matter what you finished in the playoffs or not, and then you get a little antsy to get going. But yeah, to do stuff outside and just find myself and find some peace, and starting to come together now, and you know, how you can get different guys shots and how different combinations are going to work with our roster and stuff. And a lot of those moments happen, man, when you're out there doing something different.
I like it. Dave Joerger, the head coach of the Sacramento Kings, getting ready for another season. Just wrapped up a second season with the team. Dave, I appreciate you. And always appreciate the conversation. Thanks so much.
You're the best. Thanks, man.
You too. Dave Joerger, good coach. Really good coach. I love the way he came up. And I think he's in a good spot. And they get the guy they want. Big man. Marvin Bagley III saying, I don't want to be good. I don't want to be great. I want to be the best ever.